Well, the way it is now running, we can't have a jump up day and for the morning, even if a vaccine comes out running. You can't get all of us done. I know with the tests and research and certain things, all of it can't be done by the next crop over. So that's certainly off the books. And things like 4 morning for sure can't happen. But we can have a scale down, if you will, of the crop over. Like what we had this year, and it had when we had the end of crop over, but I had my events in McBride and had certain small events that could work. And there's where Ronnie Mark, I know he was having a conversation, several conversations where we have to understand that entertainment is community. Mark made that statement to me more than one occasion, but he made it to me today again in private. That really made me ponder how much we really understand that entertainment is community. Because if we look at the community in the 30 constituencies and we do small things in each constituency, it will still feel extremely big because each constituency will have their small thing going. So there's a way that it can be. They don't want to talk everything because they don't want to talk everything because, you know, like if they want call. But there's certain ways you can do it. But Ronnie, not for sure, not how it's presently constructed. We can't have it like that for sure. It's going to be very different. But through the community, through the communities, it can be done. Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead, buddy.
People are just taking people like this and running with them.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's why you say I'm seeing everything.
Everybody's starting somebody ideas and developing a little bit and winning. Now, I see what we have talked about in terms of community pangalang or community doflicky, where you have it from the Friday evening, 4 o'clock, to the Friday night, 12 o'clock, done. You come back this Saturday, you do it from the midday, 12 o'clock, to the midnight event. Now, all of these are things that will give the authorities the right to manage. The right to manage. And that is what Ronnie is saying, and that is what I agree with. Now, you've got several pastors across Barbados that they can go back into the community. And it goes back to the community with people from the community understanding this is our thing. Let's get involved. So you go to Clinkett's pastor in St. Lucie. And you tell the people who got business in St. Lucie, this is your opportunity to come and set up and see if you make a dollar. You also tell them, look, everybody can sell alcohol. Everybody can't sell license too. So the idea is that there's things that you can think of that would enable your change to come into the business. So you're running a kind of a free shop. The body ain't going to rent in a stall for $700 or $900. People can get a nice setup. X amount of people can be dealing with beers. X amount of people can be dealing with food. Y amount of people going to be dealing with fruits. T amount of people going to be dealing with vegetables. So you got this day, community day. And the community day is that you're going to celebrate your community day. You're going to have heavy sound systems coming in that vibrate the place. And the beautiful thing about it, you're going to body charging $25 or $30 to come in. That money will go into the fellow that's selling fruits or go into the person that's selling a little rice and sugar. So we have to modify our crop over. Otherwise, it's going to get out of hand as it is now, and we're not going to be able to accommodate. I feel that if it is planned well, and social distancing is planned well, then obviously, you can risk it. You can't accommodate in a barn that got 1,800 people because they got social distance. So as a barn member coming to, I got a barn with the size of a barn, 1,800 people can't work because he is doing that to cover a profit-making situation. I got about, how much people you got? I got 200 people in it. This does not stop him or his brother or his sister from having another band. Social distancing. I got 200 of the, but you're doing it at a community level.
Now, Mark, what? before I hand you back to Sluggy to wrap up today, being in radio, you cannot ignore certain programs and ideas that have impacted Barbados, irrespective of whether they come from River Road or whether they come from The Pine. Now, when I left River Road to go to CBC in 1998 and then returned to Starcom in the year 2000, there were two programs that were on CBC at that time that were very popular. There was one called Under the Sandbox Tree with Vic the Buddy Boy Brewster. And then your program, Looking Back. Now, it wouldn't be right to have you on this program knowing that you had a program that was huge. For those who don't know, because they're so loyal to Starcom Network and what was really Fusion then, just describe the whole phenomenon that was Looking Back. And I remember the song Bring Back the Old Time Days, which you brought back that song because it was your theme song. So that fascinates me as someone who's been in radio for 25 years and was there to see the impact that you had, because I'm sure you had to have some obstacles to overcome to get that program on and to keep it on in spite of how successful it was.
That's right. It was on running for 33 years. I am disappointed in the true sense when I look at what is happening. One of the most popular things of Barbados today is for people to reminisce, to look back, to deal with issues of yesteryear. And I credit myself as a person I'm going to be frank. I got to say these things. A lot of people would have attended in the community, not realizing that got started out of something which they call Strictly Beijing.
I remember that.
Strictly Beijing. And Strictly Beijing was extremely popular because I identified with the communities. Now, as far as Looking Back is concerned, I realize that there's a whole set of history that lies in the culture of Barbados. Cultural history, right? That was being suppressed, as the program was suppressed at one time. I continue with an understanding. This is what Barbados is all about. This is who we are. People will not relate to you, Ronnie, but they would relate that you're interested. Your interest in radio does not mean that you're not involved in entertainment, because you were involved in entertainment before radio.
Long time.
You understand? So, and then the memory bank. I believe that God has provided me with a memory bank that is helpful to a lot of people and helpful to the country. I am disappointed, very much disappointed, that a show like Looking Back has been shelved or at least pushed one side. When it's true, in fact, there's still room for it out there. There's room for Looking Back, because there's several people in this country who've got a story to tell, or got stories to tell. There's several incidents that would have taken place in this country many years ago that people want to hear about, that people want to know about. And if you have an idea, I taught things I live, Ronnie. I born in 1940, and from 1945, I had to be up and around in terms of condition of life. So I was seeing things around me from 1945. So when I talk about something, I talk about what I live. I talk about what I experience. And when somebody said, I show you never know that, you see the idea about that, you have sent the person further and further because the person never heard about it. But my Looking Back program has standard to the fact that when I was doing Strictly Beijing, it was through the Caribbean. It was a very popular program. That was a night program from 1999 right up until 1. The Strictly Beijing program has now become, the Looking Back program has now become a solid program within the diaspora. People of Barbadian who left here and went overseas years ago, when they listen to Looking Back, they're identifying with the things that they are well aware of. And I compliment Starcom. I compliment Starcom because Starcom has shown me that you can't talk about, I might say these things, if you don't say them, nobody can say them for you. You can't talk about having an all-Belgian music station. And your trailers does not identify. Your trailers does not identify as the Belgian station.
Yes, that's right. The imaging.
The imaging.
That's noticeable, and I guess in time they will get that right. I know for sure that David Ellis wouldn't let that happen. I'm just saying that straight. If you have a Barbadian station, you best believe these things are being produced here, for sure. Simple as that, and that's nothing wrong in saying that. I'm just saying the experience from where we are, and I think going forward, I can't give them my advice.
I know that.
Encourage them to do well.
Ronnie, and that's the truth. The God thing is that I know I want to do for myself, but as far as giving advice, there's a way that they can get that. And if they feel they don't need it, Ronnie, well, no problem.
Well, you know, I mean,
I've come a long way, right? I believe that. I wanted this idea that you and Scott work on, right? There's a lot of what do you call bands in Barbados that are not amplified. And in the studio for some of your programs, you bring in the fellow who play the guitar, the banjo, you bring in Beijing. You talk with me now, you know, and the fellow cut away and goes his guitar, he's going to play some tune.
We have that on tap, but COVID put some of those things on hold, and we're looking at things like that. I've been looking at that live from Studio 3 for a while now. Mark, again, before I hand back to Sluggy.
Sluggy.
In 1966, November 30th, take us through your experience. And, of course, you can also mention what happened to the Supremes.
Okay, let me go back to this, right? Between 1965 right into 1966, I was an advocate for independence. I campaigned for independence because I didn't believe that we were going to make a step backward in terms of federation. I often mention this, that in 1966, entertainment was ready. It was ready because we were the first people who formed our protection group, which was MIGOB. And MIGOB was there to protect the entertainers from anything happening down the road, like what may be happening now, because they would have had a union, they would have had a body of people who would have been working in their own interests, whether it be records, everything in the entertainment industry, because when the constitution of MIGOB was drawn up by an attorney who on the sideline was very, as far as entertainment was concerned, as Lindsay Bolden. And when the constitution of MIGOB was looked at, that was what the Barbadian entertainers wanted, a body that would represent them in all areas, both local and foreign. Some things happened in 1966 that was a clear indication that it would have worked, but then eventually it slipped through. I know of 1966 Christmas, or there's night, where there were situations where bands were being left out because of the charges that they were making. Because, you know, over there night is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
We had a situation where hotels were not booking the bands because the bands were seeing themselves as, this is my night. I am of the opinion that that was what the entertainers in Barbados wanted. And charging a lot of entertainers in Barbados don't know to charge. God bless him in his grave. Alvona Del Congo. Alvona Del Congo once said to me that there's no limit for charge of an entertainer. I said, but you talk about that. What do you mean? He says an entertainer can perform on a show for 15 minutes. He can perform for an hour, 2 hours. But this 15 minutes cannot be the same as the 2 hours. You understand what he's trying to tell me? which means that all entertainers and barbers charge one price, and sometimes they end up not delivering what they should deliver. Now, if you say I am going to perform for 15 minutes and that's $250, nothing wrong with that. That is what. But I can perform for an hour, and that's $1,500. Now, McGovern had all of that tariff involved in the exercise, which meant that there was room for entertainers to work. What went wrong in 66 was when the entertainers started to undercharge to one another. And the position is that bands had a set figure to work on, and then bands came after and said, well, my partner don't boil at you. I'm going to work. And it worked. That brought down the standard. Then the combo man, the DJ man got involved. Combo man got involved. And people were using the DJ sound for all their night more so than the band. Now I see Barbados, the future of Barbados, in the arms of a band. The community college is pushing out a lot of young people who need to format themselves into bands. Obviously, they need to have the right direction, and they need to function in the right direction. And there'll be another Troubadours, another BRC, another. The whole thing is that they will be different because they know the musicians who are playing not by mind, but by playing as far as music is concerned. So when you look down the road, Barbados music industry, the musicians are in good stead, but they need. It don't make sense sending people up to learn music and then to stall them and got them come out doing this sex with other bands. We need to have some a band who can copy itself, who can copy off the police band, who can work to play on any occasion. We got singers and Barbados that can work with any group, but they don't have to be assigned to that group. They can freelance. So until we look at where we've taken our entertainment, we've taken our entertainment down the hill. And now we cannot get back over the hill. We need to understand fully that we've got, years ago, Barbados had to import horn men. We bought a lot of horn men from St. Lucia, St. Vincent, Trinidad. Nowadays, we can send a young staff at the community college and within 18 months, he's doing something well. I am of the opinion that the people who are involved in entertainment in this country, they don't have the entertainment on the clear. I doubt they've even got what they would consider to be a study of entertainers and barbers that they've known. And this is the problem. That whenever there's a selection of somebody to go overseas, the same person goes overseas over and over, over and over. The other person does not get a chance. We cannot talk about moving our entertainment forward unless
we can do wire cutting.
Huh? You want me?
Yes. Listen. What you are saying is completely correct. I think the most powerful thing we need to understand is that entertainment is community. That is what we need to understand. And it's because the persons like yourself and conversations we have on our fear that the reason why I push for the community and the youth so much. Because I remember there was a time you tell me that life was much easier for bands. A simple thing like a house party, bands is to play for a house party. Not only big concerts. So people used to include entertainment in their everyday life. And that was because when entertainment came from the community, you had no choice but to include entertainers in your everyday life. So it was what you know, and that's what we strayed away from. So we need to get back to it. And it's something that I'm advocating heavily for, especially shows like my show, Beards and Rhythm and Rhyme. I can see my show, the show going through the communities with entertainers, with my radio show. So it's something that I'm going to do in the near future for sure. And I want to thank you personally, yourself, and inspiring me for wanting to do those things. So I really, really appreciate you coming on the show today, my brother, and sharing all your knowledge. And I hope that this is not the last time, because like I said, this is me being personal and me being selfish. No, not a part of StarCon. For my selfish reasons, I want to speak to persons like yourself and get as much knowledge as possible, because things happen in life already to me and with great people that pass on that I wish I got a lot more knowledge and stories from. Even persons like Smokey, I wish I taught Smokey a lot more. But I'm glad I've had a conversation with Smokey and I've got to learn from him. But I wish I had more, and I didn't let that happen to me again. So I really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing all your stories and knowledge with me, Mark. Like, from the bottom of my heart, on behalf of StarCom, we really appreciate all that you've done at Barbados, my brother.
You realize what I've done with you, Stuggy?
Pardon?
You realize what I've done with you? I've taken you to the negative aspects of my star, so you could use those pitfalls that I had as well as a means of not allowing people to deter you from doing what you want to do. Because perhaps if you're not determined enough to proceed in your plans, you can't be right all the time. And the fact that you have to be determined to deliver, you must have an object in view. I don't think you would want to become another Mark Wilson, but you want to become some person that your name is segmented within the history of entertainment in Barbados. I don't think that my setbacks.
That's my aim.
Right. I don't think my setbacks will prevent you from achieving, right? But it said those setbacks at the beginning, so you would understand where the public judge you. But yeah, even though the public judge you, you've got to be determined to fight the public in all phases. And I must tell you, I admire you. I admire you to know that you transform your life to the point where it is not Sluggy alone now. It is Sluggy and, right?
Yeah.
You got to continue working.
So have to be.
You got to continue working.
I will.
I want to thank you.
I will, bro. I will. And thanks. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you, Ronnie.
Go ahead, buddy.
Ronnie, a lot of people don't understand Ronnie's broadcasting. Ronnie has an idea of where he would like to see it go. I've heard programs that Ronnie has put together. And, you know, he's many sides, not one side. But I would like Barbados to work towards about this. I would like Barbados to work towards an entertainment industry that surpasses. If you want to see that we are going to win, look at the channels coming up from down the island. And you will see that we are not. We are still stagnant. We do a clip, so we're going to do a music video, and we figure that's it. Right, we don't have a music video. Channel. All we got is fillers, and there's so many fillers in Barbados.
Yeah, true.
That either come before the news or after news that you can't express the amount of music we've got on video. And I think that CBC, one of the things that CBC should be able to do, and not being critical, that's what I'm suggesting, is look at the idea of a music video channel. And the position of that, this is an intake of money too.
I'm sure they will. And a lot of the videos are really being serviced to IG and YouTube and other social media platforms as well. So TV will have to add to it, but I'm not sure it's the primary platform right now. Mark, I just want to say it's been a blessing, a privilege and an honor looking at the entertainment side. I would love to hear the political side, and I'd certainly like to hear that with someone like David, Dennis, or Stetson, because that's at least 3 hours, and that's the edited version. We can't do that. We can't do that. And we won't try to do that.
No. Okay, Ronnie, I want to thank you a lot. I want to thank. Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead, quickly.
In closing to both of you, right? As I said in the opening stages, Ronnie has got two of the better interviews of me. The one with Larry, when he was in Fortibel, and this one. What is important, when you put together both, you can see that somewhere along the line, they're far apart in terms of experience.
Okay.
Far apart.
All right.
I want to thank you. I think it went well. I hope that I did what was expected of me.
Magnificent, Mark. Brilliant.
And when our political side comes, that is going to be a side that people will be glued to the ear.
I can't wait. Sluggy, thanks, my friend.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Mark. I'm going to bring this program to an end with a track by Carla's father, a.k.a. Rufus Thomas, the big man that Mark Williams brought down. And boy, he had a story to tell and experience to share. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Sluggy. Here's Rufus Thomas to take us out.
She can't stop walking the dog. Guess a walking bird dog. If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog. Come on now, come on, come on. I asked my mama for 15 cents. See the elephant jump the fence. He jumped so high. Touch the sky. Never got back till the 4th of July. Walking the dog.